Hi there, welcome to Open Mic. This is Leanne Akers here on Morehead State Public Radio, and today we're joined by some of the cast and director of the Morehead Theater Guild's show Assassins, which is opening tonight here in Morehead, Kentucky at the Round County Arts Center. And I've got Wheeler Green, Mike Dobransky, Glenn Teeger, and director Chris Lanham. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk a little bit about this show, which is one of my favorites.
Mine too.
And Chris can attest that when I found out this show was happening, I literally jumped up and down and got really excited.
Yes, you did.
It's a favorite of mine. It's dark, it's witty, it's funny, and scary all at the same time. Mm-hmm. Chris, tell us a little bit about, first of all, where is the show happening and when is it happening?
As you mentioned, it's at the Round County Arts Center. We do open tonight. We run for two weekends. We have shows Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2. Tickets are available on our website, morehedtheater.org. You can call the Arts Center and reserve tickets. We're 783-2857. Wow, I remembered that number.
That's amazing. Woo! That is impressive.
Especially these days.
Mm-hmm.
This show, it's a favorite of mine as well. Mm-hmm. I did this show a few years ago, a couple of decades ago, and played Sarah Jane Moore. And I knew nothing about it. I was a graduate student at Austin Peay. A friend of mine, the new friend that I had met my first semester there, said, "Are you going to audition for this show?" I said, "I don't know. What is it?" So we all got together and listened to the soundtrack, and oh my goodness, it was so exciting. I get chills when I listen to it. It's like, I have to be a part of the show. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, I have to be a part of the show.
And the show is Assassins.
It is Assassins by Stephen Sondheim and John Weidman. Mm-hmm. And most folks might know Stephen Sondheim maybe from Into the Woods. Mm-hmm. The high school did that not long ago.
Uh-huh. Or Sweeney Todd,
which
got popularized by the movie that happened recently.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people know Sweeney Todd.
So. Right.
Even though that's an obscure one as well. Anything Sondheim is a little dark.
A little dark and twisty.
A little dark.
There's always some comedy in there, you know, that you're like, oh, I can't believe I'm laughing at this. But it's good stuff.
But this particular show is something that the Theater Guild doesn't do very often, and it's for mature audiences.
It's a musical. It's a full-blown musical, which they don't do very often. And it is for mature audiences. So we really recommend that you don't bring children 12 and under.
Mm-hmm.
There's language in it. There's definitely some adult language in it, kind of like A Few Good Men. There was adult language in that. And there is some gunfire in it.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not actually using guns. It's all props. Nobody's going to get hurt. But there is the sound. And we were testing those this weekend. And it's pretty loud.
Mm-hmm. And that can frighten little ones. And also, it can be a little startling for those of us, especially considering what's been happening in the news.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things, you know, just in general, I think because we seem to be in such a divisive state. It's so extreme. You're either on one end of it or the other. There's so little middle ground these days with folks. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to do it. And then just this past week, we had all those pipe bombs that got sent out to mm-hmm. folks. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, how relevant, much more relevant can this show get? And it's not about the assassinations. It's about the people who committed the acts and why they did it. And I think that's worth us taking a look at.
And we didn't really mention that this is what we're talking about is the assassinations and the attempted assassinations of American presidents.
Yeah, the characters are nine of those folks.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, before I was familiar with the show, I didn't really know that there was that many
mm-hmm.
attempts and successful assassinations. And I didn't really realize it. But we also have the guys here who are playing characters.
Playing those assassins.
And,
right.
And let's talk first to Mr. Wheeler Green. He's playing the first assassin, which everybody knows, John Wilkes Booth.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, Wheeler, now I remember when you first came in to audition, you wanted this role particularly, it seemed. And I wonder why, what interests you about the show and why you came in to do it?
Well, this particular show has a sort of double edge to it that drew me to it initially, that it's a musical, and a lot of the music sounds, at least just initially, very positive, very upbeat. Mm-hmm. But then you listen and you pay attention to what they're getting at, and it's sort of skewed a little bit towards the dark and towards the negative. A lot of disenfranchised people are singing ballads, are singing upbeat marching tunes. It's kind of a show that really caught me off guard, and particularly with John Wilkes Booth's character. In my life, I'd always known him to be sort of this villainous, almost cartoon character, very stereotypical. He assassinated the greatest president who ever lived, very black and white historical, you know, documents I'd ever read. But as I sort of got further into this show and I sort of researched him from the audition process on, I found that at the time he was beloved, and actually Lincoln was kind of 50-50 in terms of favor with the public. So it's kind of interesting to look back on history and see how that completely did a 180, where Booth is now viewed as mostly a villain and Lincoln is vilified, or Lincoln is honored as a hero essentially throughout history just because of that one act. So in terms of the research process and moving on with the actual rehearsals and performance, it's sort of fleshed him out not only as a person in terms of the character of the show, but more as a historical view, how people viewed things at the time and kind of how that's changed over the years.
Right, absolutely. Now, Mike, you are playing Sam Beck, and before I was familiar with this musical, I didn't know who Sam Beck was.
Right, neither did I.
Tell me who is Sam Beck?
Well, Sam Beck, his parents were immigrants. He grew up in abject poverty in Philadelphia, and he just things never seemed to work out for him. He was actually in the Army in the 50s and had an honorable discharge. He tried to work in the tire industry as a tire salesman. He actually had an idea for to refurbish a bus and have a mobile tire changing station, and had applied for a small government grant or loan to get this thing started, but was rejected. He didn't really have a good plan, but these things kind of snowballed into him really being disappointed with Richard Nixon, and he decided to attempt to kill Richard Nixon. And he was actually a guy who recognized that he had some mental issues. He had checked himself into a facility maybe a year before he tried this assassination attempt, and apparently things didn't get squared away for him.
Right.
And, you know, it all occurred during Watergate, and so it was really not too hard for the Nixon administration to hush it, to keep it out of the media. So people have not heard of Sam Beck.
Mm-hmm. Or the other two people who tried to assassinate Nixon. I didn't realize there were three attempts on his life until I started researching deeper for this show.
That's amazing. Yeah, a lot of people. I mean, I grew up with him, and no one really knew that was going on because there were bigger stories, I guess, at the time. Glenn Teager. Everybody knows Glenn. You wear many hats. This time you're not wearing a hat.
I don't get to wear a hat in this one.
Charles Guiteau.
So as I started doing this show, I would go around and ask people how many presidents were assassinated. And it's shocking that we don't remember. Very, very few people can even say that there were four. And there are four presidents that were actually assassinated. But even the ones that could say there were four, they could never get past two names of the assassins. And those are, of course, Lee Harvey Oswald and John Wilkes Booth. Charles Guiteau actually was successful in his attempt to assassinate a president. He assassinated James Garfield in 1881. Garfield had not been president very long. And Guiteau was an interesting guy. He's I provide some of the comedy relief, I think, in the show. he's a happy-go-lucky guy that looks at the world as a land of opportunity, but is not successful in almost anything that he does. He had tried many different careers, including a lawyer, writing books, selling insurance. He was a preacher at one time. He kind of just jumped around. But his parents were from France. He was born and raised in Wisconsin. And he felt like, in his mind at least, that he had helped Garfield become president. And he felt like Garfield owed him a favor, and he wanted to be the ambassador to France. And so that comes up in the show quite often. And, of course, he was not eligible, or he was not in contention to be ambassador to France. And when he met Garfield on the back of the train, he asked him one more time if he could be ambassador to France, and Garfield laughed at him, so he took a gun out and shot him. And Garfield unfortunately died a couple months later. He lingered on after a horrible death. So it is interesting. You learn about people, someone who's not represented today is a gentleman named Czolgosz, who was successful in killing McKinley in Buffalo in 1901, I believe. Is that correct?
That's it.
At the World Trade Exposition that was happening in Buffalo as they announced the City of Lights. That's what Buffalo's known as because they had put the hydraulic plant in the Niagara Falls. So he's the fourth one that most people cannot remember. But the show is just fascinating to me because, as Wheeler and Michael alluded to, it carries a range of emotions, and you do find yourself feeling uncomfortable with yourself laughing at what's going on stage when you really realize that these are all people that had some sort of mental illnesses, at least the way we would define them today, that would drive them to try to kill or be successful in killing a president. It certainly is relevant. One of the things I was thinking about this weekend, I think good entertainment evokes emotion. And that's the base of it. And I think the show evokes emotion. There's times that you will laugh, and there's times that you're going to be uneasy in your seat and be cringing. And so if you like emotion, if you like a range of emotions, I would certainly encourage you to come see this show. The other thing I want to throw in on Sam Vick's part that I found fascinating in a kind of a tragic foreshadowing, but his character actually, what he was attempting to do to kill President Nixon was to hijack a 747 and land it into the White House. Mm-hmm. And this is back in what years, Mike?
1974.
So a little tragic foreshadowing of what was to come many years later.
Yeah, and that's kind of, it's a scary subject, and it's controversial, and people are going to be a little uncomfortable, but it touches on mental health a lot. It touches on society at large and how we perceive things and how we interpret our personal situations and the situations that we encounter when we're in our communities and how we react to them. And these people, these assassins, were definitely unhinged.
Absolutely. And I think one of the interesting things, it's kind of the theme of one of the numbers, the group, you know, with all the assassins, is everybody's got the right to be happy. Mm-hmm. And it's this understanding or assumption in general by our society that we have the right to be happy. And that's not what the Constitution says. It's that we have the right to pursue happiness. So this feeling that they've been denied a right because they haven't been able to realize the American dream as they understand it is one of the things that flows through the entire show, and perhaps one of the reasons why they do what they do. But you know, there are a lot of people in the country right now that feel like they're disenfranchised, feel like they're being left out for whatever reason. So I think it speaks to everyone. It has nothing to do with party. This has nothing to do with party. It's nothing to do with our current administration. And we're certainly not, you know, supporting assassination in any way.
Right, right.
It just so happens that's how they acted. It's how they acted out their frustration or their hurt was by attempting or actually committing these acts. So, and we're not trying to make any kind of moral statement. We leave that up to the audience. And hopefully you are entertained. I want everyone to be entertained. But I kind of like the idea that this show does push that it makes people a little uncomfortable, or it makes them think, or hopefully opens up discussion and debate.
Absolutely. And that's an important thing. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Kinsey Thompson, a student reporter at Morehead State Public Radio Station, asking you to support Morehead State Public Radio WMKY. I listen to Morehead State Public Radio because it keeps up with the latest news, remains unbiased, and supports local events, businesses, and citizens. It's important to support WMKY because it has helped shape myself and other students into the journalists we are aspiring to be. This is my third year in this organization, and since I began, I have grown not only as a journalist, but as a person, and I owe it to the educators in this organization. Please consider a financial gift to Morehead State Public Radio during their fall fundraiser and membership drive. To donate, call 606-783-2001 or go online and fill out the pledge form at wmky.org.
And we're back here on Open Mic. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're here with the cast and director of the Morehead Theater Guild's production of Assassins, which is opening tonight at the Rowan County Arts Center. It's tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m., and again next weekend, same times. And you can get tickets at moreheadtheater.org, or you can call the Arts Center, which whose number I do not have memorized, but Chris got it.
783-9857.
Oh, she's got it. So give us a call, get a ticket. The tickets will go fast. They will sell out because this show is incredibly dark and poignant and relevant and funny and scary and all the wonderful things that you could possibly think. But don't bring your kids. Because it's not for kids who are 12 and under.
No, I'm sorry.
This is not one of those happy, great musicals that's going to make you feel good. This is one of those musicals that's really going to make you think. And Chris, at the beginning of the rehearsal period, you pointed out that there's a lyric mm-hmm. in one of the songs that kind of encapsulates the entire meaning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that.
Yeah, there's a character in the play that we don't have represented here this afternoon, but... the balladeer, and he is kind of the optimist for the show. He's trying to show everyone, you know, you can be happy, people can achieve their dreams, et cetera, et cetera. At one point in one of the songs, he says, "Guns don't right the wrongs." Mm-hmm. And that's what these folks were trying to do. For whatever reason, they went down that path and they chose to use a gun or a 747, but most of them chose to use a gun mm-hmm. to address their problems, their complaints, their grievances. And they don't, you know, they make an impact. They may impact history in some way, but it doesn't change it. Their act didn't change the situation necessarily. It doesn't mean it didn't change the world. I think, you know, with Kennedy especially, because he was assassinated, the world did change from that point forward. And it wasn't just America, but the world did. We went from being hopeful and optimistic and living in Camelot mm-hmm. to protesting wars, mm-hmm. you know, fighting poverty, civil rights movement. And the whole country was wrapped up in turmoil mm-hmm. for decades after that.
And still is.
Mm-hmm. And still is. So that act did not right wrongs in any way.
Right.
And I think it's kind of important, too, from the perspective of the assassins in this show, that no one cared about John Hinckley before he tried to assassinate President Reagan. Nobody cared about Lee Harvey Oswald before he assassinated JFK. And then afterwards, suddenly everyone knew who they were. Everyone listened to what they had to say. Mm-hmm. They called them villains and they called them crazy people, of course, but they were at least witnessed, which is an unfortunately still true statement for how things work today.
Mm-hmm.
Once violence gets involved, everyone pays attention for a brief moment, and we move on with our lives. It's just a sort of a sad cycle that still continues today.
Mm-hmm. And we see that. Now, throughout the rehearsal process, I want to just ask you guys, what's been your favorite part so far? I mean, we're getting ready to open.
My answer to that question would be just, and I would urge people to see, even if you are concerned about what we've talked about, the subject matter. I've done a lot of shows with the Morehead Theater Guild, and I can honestly, I was telling my wife this last weekend, this is absolutely the most talented group of people I've ever had the experience of working with. From top to bottom, this cast is just amazing with the parts that they're doing, and you're going to be moved by their talents, by their interpretations of their characters, and then this music, as was alluded to earlier, is absolutely fantastic. You'll find yourself whistling this music when you leave, and then you're going to shame yourself for thinking why you're whistling. but that's how good the music is.
It is wonderful.
And the group of the cast that Chris has put together is extremely talented.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time. What about you, Mike?
Oh, I think there's a couple of things for me. One, the music. It is great, and it's so challenging. And I love the process of trying to learn it and perform it correctly and well. The other side of things for me is my character, when it's not coming to singing, just does a couple of monologues that are his main parts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm one of the few people that's not interacting with others in those points. And just working on, you know, how can you go through a couple of pages of dialogue keep people interested, show what was going on, perhaps, in Sam Bick's mind. That's another fascinating process for me, and I enjoy the difficulty of working through that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Wheeler, your character is a little bit of the devil on the shoulder in several of the scenes.
Right. I've sort of, in rehearsing for this show, there's been a lot of moments where I've sort of paid attention to how John Wilkes Booth plays into the rest of the characters' lives. He's certainly sort of in this, without giving too much away, he sort of plays as like the figurehead leader to this awful, dysfunctional group of misfits and their family, I guess you'd call it. He sort of is their de facto charismatic leader. So I've sort of tried to approach this show as listening to and trying to care for the other members of the cast in a much different way,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that he has this awful, twisted view of the world, as do the rest of them, but there's still something in there that makes him feel protective of these people, almost like they're all in it together because they all had the same horrible experiences. So it's been an interesting experience for me playing that twisted view of a family, I guess you'd call it like patriarch of some sort, especially for a group of people that come together in such misery. You know, it's been a very interesting rehearsal process for me, but one that I've really embraced and really loved being involved with.
Now, these actors that are here are the ones who could step away from their regular jobs
right.
today for just a moment. But also, we have a cast that's diverse. We have students from MSU. We have a high school student. We've got crew members from across the community. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the other people who are taking?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you. My partner in this is Jenny Jenkins, who's our music director. And they were talking about the music, and it is amazing. I mean, it's what made me want to be involved in the show way back when and still kept me going and had me, you know, on the Morehead Theater Guild Play Selection Committee's tail for years trying to get the show on their schedule. And I'm so glad they finally did. And we worked it out so we could do it in an election year. Jenny, this music is challenging. And she has done such a wonderful job in working with the group and bringing in, we've got a diverse group in terms of experience and capabilities. Now, these guys are absolutely phenomenal. Everybody in the cast, they're awesome. Mm-hmm. But be able to corral this large group, because we're talking 15, 16 people in terms of music and teaching all this music, she's done a fabulous job.
And any musician can tell you that Sondheim is not easy.
You either have an ear for it or you don't sometimes. but I've also got great design team. I've got a student from MSU who's doing our costumes, Kayla Holbrook. Mm-hmm. She's been wonderful. An MSU employee here, Vanessa Webb, who's doing our props, and she is on it. And she's so anal about every detail. You know, it's just great that she's gone to such lengths to make sure we have what we need. Drew Henderson, who's been on MSPR many times talking about shows or helping pitch, which I'm sure he'll be here this week to help pitch.
We'll see him.
For the fun drive. You know, he's helping with lights and sounds and sound, and so not sound, but set. And he took my idea for the set and kind of reworked it so that it would work easier for us. You know, so he brought his vision into it, and he works so hard. And so does Roger Fisher, who is doing the sound, because believe it or not, it's not just the musicians that Jenny's put together, and it's a talented group of musicians.
And we are having a live.
We have a live orchestra. It's not recorded music. It's live. So it's not a very big one because, you know, the space is not conducive to a large group of musicians. We want to be able to hear the actors. But we've got so many talented folks from all across the community, and it's what community theater is about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited, about it. It's a talented cast, talented crew, talented pit of musicians, and I just want everybody to have a good time.
Yeah, and we hope you'll come out. Once again, that's the Morehead Theater Guild's Assassins, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Rowan County Arts Centers. Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m., and you can do that this weekend and next weekend. And that's really all the time we have left for today. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next Friday.